of those stars is my star, and I know that my star will always be there for me. Like a comforting voice saying, "Don't give up, kid."
Hey, Kay! Look, there's a new kid moving in!
I just hope this new kid has never heard of me. It's not often you get the opportunity to start over with a clean slate. This time, things will be different. Need to know the secret for doing something great.
What he got was Snoopy.
No job.
This November.
Look out, world. Here I come.
If you really want to impress people, you need to show them you're a winner.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can...
Whoa!
20th Century Fox presents...
Okay, Snoopy, let's do this. Are you serious?
You can always count on Peanuts to teach kids out there that no matter what you do in life, you will always be a fuck-up. You will always be a fuck-up to the adults. You will always be a fuck-up to yourselves. You will always be a fuck-up to everything and anything, especially when it comes to acting in movies. People talking about that Peanuts movie, that Charles Schutz. You know, what did I just fucking call him? Or that Charles, that's right, that creation of Mr. Charles there. And I gotta say, that fucking trailer looked horrible. But whether that depends on my opinion of the movie or not, we will find that out now. So we got Charlie Brown here, and this is no origin story to say how he got Snoopy or anything like that, but basically, just an average day in the Peanuts land and stuff. And, you know, there's a new kid that just moved into town, and Charlie Brown has taken quite the smitten, the smite with her, and he hopes to win her affection by showing pretty much that he's not a fuck-up. Basically trying to prove that he's not a fucking loser. And he goes through a series of events to show off his, well, I was going to say his skills, but skills he just manages to think that he has and go along about it. But to win this girl's affection. And meanwhile, you have Snoopy on his own adventure here writing a book about him and the Red Baron. And that's pretty much the plot synopsis, because the plot synopsis here is pretty, the movie is pretty simple. It's a rated G film. An hour and 33 minutes, I believe. And one thing I just found out was, after doing my research on the film, all the kids in this movie that played them were voiced by kids. I'm looking at photos of these people right now. I think the only goddamn adult in here was the voice of Fifi, who I don't even remember if she said anything in the movie. And Fifi is the dog in Snoopy's adventure that he's got going on here. But I'm looking at these photos of these kids, and my God, these kids look just like the fuck. It's okay. No, there's one kid that don't look like him. They even got a black kid to play Franklin. Ain't that some shit right there? But the chick they got to play Peppermint Patty looks just like Peppermint Patty. A lot of these kids actually kind of look like the people they voiced or whatever. And I gotta say right now, I like the movie a lot. I actually was shocked and surprised. I mean, the movie opens up with first a short of Ice Age of this, that crackhead squirrel going up into space. And it was nice to see another studio besides Disney do, or an animated studio do shorts besides Disney. And I was like, wow, because I fucking hate all the Ice Age movies. And I said, wow, this short is better than all four or five or whatever, how many Ice Age those movies there were. And it's only about like 2 minutes long. And then I was like, okay, nice way to win me in. And then the movie opens up, and I find myself genuinely laughing at like the first 10 minutes of all the things that were going on in the film. Matter of fact, this movie, I have to say, kept a constant smile on my face, which was very nice to have after the past 2 weeks I've been having with films. But I gotta say, I genuinely enjoyed this film. Another thing here too, the voice work in here by these kids, it was pretty damn good. I have to say, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I saw that movie Room with the little boy in it. And he was fantastic. And everybody knows how some of the spoiling hosts here feel about child actors and stuff. And then, you know, I see Peanuts, what was it, last Saturday or something like that? And I just now find out that they were all kids in that movie. I'm going like, wow, that's even... It's even more incredible because these kids were great. I mean, they really did capture the voices of Peanuts. I'm not the biggest fan of Peanuts, but I always did enjoy those old little cartoons and even some of the movies here too. And what we have here is this is produced by Paul Schutz's children, I believe. It's his son, Brian Schultz. I keep saying Schultz, and I think it's Craig Schultz. Craig Schultz. And Brian, and I think also a guy named Cornelius Ulano wrote on this, but Craig was the one that came up with the idea, I believe, like right after his father passed, Charles Schulz passed, and you know, they've been working on this for about 6 years now to get this movie off the ground. And you know, when you hear Blue Sky Studios, because you know you got Rio and Ice Age, which I think is Blue Sky Studios, I'm going to go ahead and easily say you're probably one of the worst animated studios out there right now. I mean, even Sony Animation has Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. What the fuck do you guys got? But I got to say, the animation level that they did in this film, I thought was fucking fantastic. It was perfect. They found a way in this film, and for Blue Sky Studios with Fox as well, they finally found a way to manage doing 3D animation with a little bit of 2D animation mixed into it. And not only that though, but it almost felt like in certain scenes too, there's a lot of moments in here. You see one in the trailer where Charlie Brown pushes a snowball up to where they put a lot of the comic strip styles of black and white animation into the film as well, and little pixels like that. And I thought that just looked incredible. It was definitely a new form of animation, and not even so much a new form, but just a lot of forms of animation we already come to know and love and used to and stuff like that, and mixing it all into one. And I thought that this film especially succeeded at mixing all those genres of animation into one big film here. I do have a problem with the film. And one of the problems is the Snoopy and the Red Baron thing. Now, and I know in other countries, I believe in all countries too, that this movie is called Snoopy and Charlie Brown Adventure or something like that. And I think this out in America is just called the Peanuts movie. I see why it's called Snoopy and Charlie Brown. Now, they give Snoopy obviously top billing because everyone almost watched those things for Snoopy's crazy adventures and stuff. And this one has a lot of about Snoopy's adventures. And you know, it did come across my head as to why is this in here. It felt like it kind of just came out of nowhere. I mean, this did feel like an extended episode of one of those little shorts that they would do back when. I remember back when it was on TV when they had a cartoon show about this. It felt like an extended 30-minute show, pan out to an hour and a half, which I didn't have a problem with it because I thought it in some parts it flowed smoothly, but then you know when it started to slow down, if anything, it was in the Red Baron parts. Now, granted, they are visually entertaining and stunning, because I did find myself smiling the other half time. I will say that being a rated G movie, you don't expect a lot of stuff from it, but I can't remember if this movie was rated G or not. Actually, I'm about to look it up right now. But for being a rated G film and being a comedy at that, this film has some of the best visual gags I think I've seen all year. What the fuck is the name? Oh, no. Okay, so this movie was PG then. Okay, well, then never mind. So, you know what? Then being a G film, I think this is probably one of the best G films I've ever seen. I found myself heavily entertained. Another thing, too, is the visual gags in it. There's a lot of animated films, and sometimes a lot of films in general, especially comedy films, too, that have visual gags that do not fucking work. And one guy that constantly has tons of visual gags, Mr. Adam Sandler himself, him and his fucking fat friend Kevin James, whatever, they tend to always have a lot of visual gags in their films where you just look at it and go like, hey, was that supposed to be funny? Because that shit just looked embarrassing. But the visual gags in here keep you laughing your ass off. I think this movie, what it does best is it sets up the Peanuts world for the new generation of kids, And it does, although it doesn't do anything as far as like an Inside Out, it doesn't go on the levels of that, because I think this probably might be my third best animated film of the year, and it doesn't go nowhere near the Inside Out level. But what I think it does is it still manages to keep the people that grew up watching this in harms by saying, you didn't fuck this up. Matter of fact, you did a better job than what I actually thought you were going to do. And the visual gags in here are one of the main elements in here that actually help propel this movie. I find myself genuinely laughing at the first half of this film. Actually, I found myself laughing a lot, but the first half caught me really off guard with the laughs. The visual gags in here was fucking hilarious. I love how Charlie Brown is just this one big fuck up, man, after fuck up. And then, you know, by the time you get to the end of the movie, damn near, you kind of just go like, nah, you ain't got no one to blame but your damn self now. You acting like a goddamn fool. Another thing I like, too, is I like that they don't show this new girl's face at all, barely, in the movie. You might get a side shot of her, but you really don't see her face until almost damn near the end of the movie, where Charlie Brown finally decides, all right, enough gimmicks, enough games and stuff like that, I'm just going to talk to her and ask her a question. One thing that the movie, I thought, did really well, too, is because, you know, you could instantly hate Charlie Brown in some, even in the shorts and stuff, because you'd just be like, yeah, he ain't got no one to blame really than himself. And the movie is fucked up, too, in general. Lucy, she's being the biggest cunt you ever fucking met in your life. I mean, Wayne, I know you like to throw that word around here, but you ain't never met a cunt until you met Lucy. She is the blue devil of cunts. Matter of fact, she is the blue waffle of cunts. And Sally, Charlie Brown's sister, nothing but a whore. I mean, she's dropping them draws for them boys left and right in this movie. I mean, she's just constantly just flirting with someone. Or, I mean, if it ain't, what's that boy name with that blanket? That boy that got that problem with that blanket and shit, Linus? You know he didn't jerk off on them fucking blankets every now and then. But Lucy, she straight up tells Charlie around the first 5 minutes of this film, I think 5 minutes, yeah, about 5-10 minutes or whatever, you'll never be able to fly that kite because you're Charlie Brown and you're just a failure. I was like, God damn, bitch. Somebody throw a typewriter at the... Okay, Snoopy did it an hour late. Thank God. That bitch is getting on my nerves. Well, not she wasn't getting on my nerves, but she's just a straight-up cunt. Another thing I have to bring up, too. Well, go back on the whole relationship between Charlie Brown and stuff. You kind of... I mean, he's one of those characters where you're just like, yeah, you got nothing to blame but yourself. But one thing that the movie does do well, which I liked about it, is that even in the midst of his fuck-ups, there's something genuine about him inside of him. And they really wrap that up really good at the end of the film where the new girl is telling them. And I think they just call her the redhead girl in the movie or something like that. They don't give the girl a name. I think, because if I'm not mistaken, it was the person that voiced him was, obviously, even though the teacher doesn't make any fucking voice noise, but wah, 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 wah. But, Trombone Shorty? What kind of fucking name is that? Okay, she plays as the little red hair girl. Oh, wait, no, she played Mrs. Real Red. The little red hair girl is played by Francesca Capaldi. She plays Frida, too. I don't know who the fuck that was in here, but, so... And she pretty much sums up that, you know, there was a talent show where he tried to show off his men, but his sister, Charlie Brown's sister, really wanted to win this talent show. I mean, it really meant something to her. So what he did was decided to just give up on his act to help his sister out. And even though he got made a fool of, people loved it. She won, enjoyed it. Where was there another one? The new girl is teamed up with Charlie Brown for a book report, but she has to go out of town to take care of her sick mother. So Charlie Brown goes upon himself to not only fucking get one of the biggest fucking adult books out there or something like that, but he takes it upon himself to do the book report himself and not bother her about it. There's a thing where they think Charlie Brown won this standardized testing. I'm not won it, but he got the highest score of all time on it. And instead of just taking the credit, which you thought he was going to do in the film, he gets on stage and says, this isn't my test, it's Peppermint Patties. And somehow, I don't know how the fuck that was possible, because that's the dumbest bitch in this movie. And she, you know, and the new girl brought it out. When you did for your sister, was very compassionate. What you did for Peppermint Patty and not taking credit for that test, that was very noble of you. And what you did for the book report, that was the sweetest thing you could do. And so they bring out a lot of good traits about this little fuck-up, a.k.a. named Charlie Brown here. And I thought that was a really nice touch to add in his midst of fuck-ups. I mean, it gives you something to like about him. It's just like, okay, he is a fuck-up, but there's something about him where he does have a heart, and he has a lot of characteristics about him that you could like about him, and you really kind of do wish he would succeed at some things. And when he does succeed in the movie, because he does succeed a little bit without him even knowing it. I mean, he even teaches a kid how to fly a kite and stuff like that. And you're just like, wow, you know, he does have something genuine and good about him. Now, one character, I've already said this, I don't know if I said this on air or off air, but I told Cody this. My favorite character of all time of the Peanut story, fucking Pigpen, man. This kid, where the fuck did this kid come from, man? This kid, people, if you don't know who he is, he's that fucking dirty-ass kid with that dust cloud on. Some of the visual gags in here came from him, and he was just in the background chilling, and I was laughing hard sometimes. I mean, there was one scene, and I kid you fucking not, where, you know, they pick a name from the jar, and I guess the person's supposed to yell out, oh, I want to work with him. And there was this one chick, when they yelled out Pigpen's name, she was like, ooh, I want to work with Pigpen. Underneath that dust, there's nothing but personality in there, and I like to get dirty. I was like, what the fuck? You mean tell me these chicks are in the Pigpen in this fucking movie? These people would rather hang out with Pigpen's dirty ass than fucking Charlie Brown. Good Lord. There's a scene, too, where I forgot what Charlie, I think Charlie Brown was about to drop something, and Pigpen touched him. You see this big ass dirt stain on him or whatever, and he starts wiping that shit off. I was laughing hard. Well, what else? Oh, there was you see in the trailer, that funny ass dance scene where Charlie Brown slips and falls after pretty much busting a move and getting everybody to clap and cheer for him, and he slips and falls on the punch, which I don't know where the fuck this punch came from. But then the sprinklers come on, and it cleans Pigpen off, and he's clean. Matter of fact, I ain't never seen, I think he's probably got to be the cleanest kid I've seen in this whole Peanuts gang right here. And the girl that's all into him and stuff and was dancing with him, when he got cleaned up, she says, oh my God, it's like I don't even know you. And she just walked away and left him there, and he was just kind of looking like, the fuck? That shit had me laughing in tears. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what it is, but I, you know, there's a story of Pigpen. I went to Dominguez High. That's right, one of the most professionally profound schools in all of Compton, where most of all the athletes you see play in sports entertainment today went to. And we used to associate it with this guy we knew named Dirty D, also a guy from Pootie Tang as well. And something about, we made fun of Dirty D being connected to the school because the school was dirty as shit. So, you know, so Pigpen really was Dirty D, and I don't know what it was, but I grew up obviously in Compton and around this kid a lot of whatever shit. So I've always associated this character with Mr. Dirty D himself. So this shit just had me laughing. I don't know. Pigpen scenes alone, they're not even that big, and I kind of just want to see this film. You got that token black guy, Franklin, who I don't know if people remember back in the day. White people was going to hang Mr. Schultz if they put that black dude in this show. And the funny thing, they have him in here doing at this little dance party, because he's on screen for a lot in this film. Not doing a whole lot, but, you know, just pretty much walking and stuff like that. But you see him in almost in every shot whenever there's a group photo or anything like that. And I kid you not, they had this dude dancing the blackest in this whole fucking film. Everybody else was dancing corny as white as shit. This kid was fucking pop-locking and shit. I was just like, yeah, you know they got a black kid playing them. And I look it up just right now, and I go like, yep, that's a black kid. Now, although I did think that the Red Baron stuff with Snoopy could have been taken out of the film, I did enjoy it on a visual standpoint and just from an animated standpoint. I thought it was great. I love how, even though it's simple and its simplicity of its rated G rating as well, I love that it's still not afraid to keep that Peanuts essence, if you will. It doesn't go as deep as something like A Boy Named Charlie Brown or anything like that, but I think it still holds the essence of what made Peanuts too is here. And, you know, obviously it should, because it had his sons working heavily involved, being producers and writers of this film, and been working on this for about six years, I believe. So you can tell that this really was a passion project for I wouldn't even say passion project, more of a homage to their father for his passing and stuff like that with one of his greatest work. I think this is a damn good film, actually. The more I think about it, the more I kind of laugh about it, enjoy it. I wish I could remember. I wish I would have did this review right away after I saw the movie, because I could remember some more of the lines and stuff like that. Maybe I'll probably check it out again. I know definitely I will own this, but yeah, I'm gonna give it a see it. I think it's, I wish it was as smart as Inside Out. It is smart on its own level. It's definitely for a rated G film, but I don't think it hits that like I said, like A Boy Named Charlie Brown or anything like that. But I think it hits it right up there with the music, the characters you have here, and everything else of the film too. And when the fuck am I going to get my Pigpen solo film? I got to have that, because this character, man, I don't know what Charles Schulz was smoking when he decided to let's put some kid in there that's just covered by fucking dust clouds, and every time he walks around people, they just fucking coughing to death. I sometimes wonder if some of these characters in these Peanuts movies or in the show and stuff are based off kids that Charles Schulz hung around or something like that. Like, he had that one token black friend, that one chick that everybody knew she was a lesbian, Peppermint Patty, and that one bitch, and then Lucy, and then just that one dirty ass kid that everybody just knew was dirty, but they just said, "Yeah, go with the flow here, whatever." And somehow, the guy that this character is probably based off of, he's going, "Hey, I wasn't that damn dirty now."
Hello? She said hello!
The Peanuts movie.